This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. It's a reliable source of information. 50,000
unstoppable watts. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Wednesday, the 24th day of January, 2018. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, and then Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, and others take over for the War Room. This is, again, InfoWars Live is what I call it. It's the Alex Jones Show. I've been on air here in this very slot now for 20 years, been on air for almost 23 total, and I've never been living through crazier, more interesting, more tumultuous times, as I know almost all of you would agree. I don't think anybody would disagree that the world isn't more crazy, more wild than it's ever been. More happens in a week than used to happen in, you know, a whole month. It is just crazy. And all the awakening that's happening. Here's a London Telegraph article. The world must wake up to the threat from tech giants and their worldwide authoritarian takeover. Where have I heard that before? That's what they're doing. In fact, I never even got to it yesterday. Well, you guys pulled me yesterday, Stack. There was an article out of Breitbart where Rupert Murdoch, who's got the president's ear now, he's lobbying for internet censorship even worse than what we previously heard from. Because, see, it's not just the big tech giants. It's News Corp jockeying in to control the internet. It is just a mess. So I'm going to get to that coming up because all this other news hasn't distracted from it, but it's really central. It's really important. You got the big telecoms want to take over. You got the big tech giants want to take over. And they all want monopolies. And those deals are being made right now. And as much as I like seeing the head of CNN out, we knew that was coming, and that's all part of the AT&T Time Warner merger. And so you're going to see some different behavior now out of CNN, or you're going to see, as Murdoch told the president, they are going to spin it off and sell it to Bezos, or Soros is the word. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. And this is Rupert Murdoch talking to the president daily, even though he supported Hillary Clinton over the president and tried to stop the president. He is the biggest sycophant, brown noser on the planet. You got to hand it to him. At almost 90 years old, though, he's smart and he works really hard. But can you just leave the internet alone? Can you just leave our free speech alone? He's asking Facebook to completely censor everything but mainstream news off and not even let you post it. And then he wants to make Facebook pay to then have access to what he calls real news, the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and Fox. Wow. So, again, we got the left trying to take over the web, and they're the big, powerful group that's close to doing it worldwide with George Soros and the UN. They're the big issue. They're the big cyclops we're facing. But behind that comes Rupert Murdoch and everybody else. It just never ends. So that's coming up. But the big news, when we return, ladies and gentlemen, just want to get it out there that we're going to cover that today. The big news is on DrudgeReport.com, and it just fits to all their public statements. Report, missing FBI text messages include threats of violence against the president, and it's top linked up on DrudgeReport.com. So we're going to be covering that in great detail and all the other news that's on DrudgeReport.com. Good one. Evidence suggests massive scandal brewing at FBI. Whistleblower. Secret society held off-site meetings. Mystery. 5 months of missing messages. Agents texted about deleting text. They're caught doing it. Total absconding. Total obstruction. Total racketeering. Red-handed. Open and shut. Threats of violence. Knives out at the bureau. Poll. 58% think FBI hiding something. Collusion course. Congress tightening noose around the investigation. Mueller leaks obstruction witnesses. Ladies and gentlemen, it is on like Donkey Kong. And it's all coming up straight ahead on the other side of this global transmission. Oh, an Alaska earthquake. Fear grows from Mount St. Helens volcano eruption after mega massive 8.2. That's ultra huge. We'll be back. Infowars.com. Newswars.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, the 24th day of January, 2018. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours live in the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Paul Watson with huge breaking news joins us at the bottom of the hour from London, England. Dan Lyman, our InfoWars.com reporter in Europe, is at Davos. We have footage and articles he's filed. He's going to be joining us via video Skype from Davos. So we did get somebody to Davos. I'm like, who are we going to send? We're down to the wire here. And then like, wait, we have Dan Lyman. He's in Switzerland. So Dan Lyman is going to be joining us. Great reporter coming up. Here's a story from Clifford Cunningham. CFR, global order in distress. That's their words at Davos. As Trump passes 1 year in office. Their authoritarian world government is in big trouble. We'll be talking about that in the third hour today. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is the big news from DrudgeReport.com. Good one. Evidence suggests massive scandal brewing at the FBI. New York Post. Whistleblower, secret society, held off-site meetings, pajamas media. Mystery, 5 months of missing messages. The Hill. Agent texted about deleting text. That would be absconding. That would be obstruction. That would be racketeering, and if indeed that's true. Threats of violence. Infowars.com. Knives out for the Bureau. Poll. 58% think FBI hiding something. And that's with one of those skewed partisan polls, more like 70%, obviously. Have IQs above 70% and understand what's going on here. The entire house of cards fell a month and a week ago, about 5 weeks ago, when those text messages began to come out of colluding and secretly meeting and meeting with McCabe. And then drip, drip, drip the next week. Oh, and you are setting up an insurance policy to stop the president-elect. Oh, and then you're talking about deleting text messages, and there's secret societies, and you're talking about we need to take this piece of crap out. That is all beginning to come to the surface, and they're in full panic mode. And then you've got Nunes's memo, the 4 pages, on the secret FISA court rulings on the spying on Trump that shows from the congressional sources and others that I've talked to and that Jack Posobiec's talked to and that Roger Stone's talked to, that clearly shows them lying to Congress when they said that Obama and others weren't involved getting the FISA memo and getting the FISA ruling for the wiretaps that they did after they were already spying on the president. And the media has successfully confused people, as usual. William Binney headed up the National Security Agency in operations. I was already going to get into our sources and what is in the memo and what was going to next come out. Then he sends us this, and he says, to his knowledge, he was just pointed out to him yesterday, this had just come out, and it is Memorandum, Opinion, and Order, Top Secret, United States Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, and is the 99-page document that is the two-year history of this, but about 10% is blacked out. And Nunes is talking about the secret sections of the FISA memo. But no one had ever reported on this except for a press release when it first came out. So it was new yesterday because it was getting attention. It's like if you found where a dinosaur fell down 25 million years ago and died, but you find its skull while you're digging with a backhoe in your backyard, you just discovered the T-Rex. The media totally ignored it and said, oh, it's old news. And didn't even point out it's the main memo that Nunes is talking about having damning information that's still classified. So think about that. It's the classic thing with these aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along, when they're driving into Los Isley Spaceport. And these aren't the droids you're looking for. These aren't the droids we're looking for. And just move along, move along. This is as big as the WikiLeaks ever was about illegal spying. Totally bombshell. The FISA court pushes back and says it's illegal what's happening to the president. President-elect and then candidate Trump. You think that's big news? Oh, just that's Alex Jones. That's old news. Just, you know, move along, nothing there. That's the same crazy guy that tells you, you know, the televisions and smartphones have embedded microphones and cameras that are watching you. And then, of course, decades later, they admit it. So getting into the big news here, report missing FBI text messages include threats of violence against Trump. Paul Joseph Watson article. Then he gets in to where Phil Mudd, the head of counterterrorism from the FBI, formerly under Mueller, formerly also at the CIA as the head of counterterrorism, brought over by Obama to the FBI, saying on TV, we're going to kill the president. And hashtag hunt Republicans. And all this endless violence talk and trying to target Scalise and the Republican leadership. We actually have Republican Freedom Caucus individuals and people like Rand Paul and others and Scalise that are standing up to deep state, that are trying to restore the republic, that do have honor. And they've been shot at. And I'll never forget, Wolf Blitzer had a friend on, and the man that shot those people at the baseball practice, and the friend said, he's not a bad man, he's not a killer, he's not a psycho, he was standing up against politics that are evil. And Wolf Blitzer nods his head and says, thank you. That's who they are, trying to get crazy people to go out and do this. There it is, CNN pushes, claim GOP shooter wasn't evil, Infowars.com. So Paul has all that linked in the article. Of course they're in private messages. If they're on TV saying, the government's going to kill Trump, that's bold. You know they're doing it in private, and that's reportedly what's going on. That's on DrudgeReport.com. We're going to cover it. But first, let's get to this clip here. Senator Ron Johnson on alleged secret society. They were holding secret meetings off-site. That's a fact. They call it a secret society because that's what a secret group inside a group is a clique, a cabal, a conspiracy. So here is the senator breaking down these bombshell developments.
What this is all about is further evidence of corruption, more than bias, but corruption at the highest levels of the FBI and that secret society. We have an informant that's talking about a group that were holding secret meetings off-site. There's so much smoke here. There's so much suspicion.
Let's stop there. A secret society, a secret meetings off-site of the Justice Department.
Correct.
And you have an informant saying that?
Yes.
Is there anything more about that?
No, we have to dig into it. This is not a distraction. Again, this is bias, potentially corruption at the highest levels of the FBI that is now investigating. And now this is, and by the way, Robert Mueller used to run the FBI. He is in no position to do an investigation over this kind of misconduct. So I think at this point in time, we probably should be looking at a special counsel to undertake this investigation. But Congress is going to have to continue to dig.
Yeah, that's not enough to then play political football. We need grand juries to start indicting these FBI agents now. They obviously have good FBI agents and others that were witness to all this. and a lot of them obviously have copies of the text that are now going to Congress. We have reached the most dangerous point in this country's history, in my opinion, right now, because we have a serious embedded criminal cabal, a La Cosa Nostra, our thing. It's not an Italian conspiracy, but it's the same thing. A secret society, our little thing, of less than 30 FBI agents and Justice Department people at the top that were so arrogant and so crazy, they thought they could get away with saying the American people are Russian agents and Russia runs everything and Facebook's banning people by the thousands an hour. It's all over the news. Paul Watson's coming up about it. First they sent notices saying, you're a Russian bot. We have evidence. People go, what? Yeah, don't criticize any Democrats or you're banned. And then they ban you as a Russian agent. That's beyond book burning, beyond McCarthyism. And it's happening. They're making their move like they're not giving up. So, as far as I'm concerned, the safest thing to do would just to be have Trump just go ahead and have the army go ahead and arrest these people. That's all. We're in a red alert right now. We need to have the army just arrest these people.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
A lot of people that have been listening to the show for 20 years, they go, Alex, in the last segment, you just called for the president, if need be, to use the armed services to arrest the leaders of a criminal cabal openly plotting the president's assassination, the overthrow of our electoral process, the takeover of our elections, and a one-party system to be formed where all political dissent against the leftist, globalist, Soros program is outlawed. And yes, that is the only sure, strong response. And then once that group has been removed within the Constitution and Bill of Rights, we revert right back to the rule of law. But there is COG provisions, and I guarantee you, George Washington, if stuff like this was going on, would go arrest the people that were doing it. Because they're not trying to get elected. They're not trying to change laws or win in court. They are plotting inside the government to defraud voters, call all the voters agents of a foreign power, intimidate them, arrest them, threaten them, censor them, sabotage the recovery of the economy. And it just goes on and on from there. And it's extremely frustrating to watch this happen and hear about a special counsel that's going to deal with it, maybe. And then they just cover up what goes on over and over again. Or we need grand juries, state and federal, to start indicting these people. That's another way to do it from the grassroots. But you've got them in their text messages. It's now coming out from Congress saying, we erased most of the text, don't worry. And the informants that have come forward have said, it's secret societies, they're meeting off-site, they're plotting violence against the president, and I could turn on the former head of counterterrorism, that's the people that send out the teams to kill people, send out the Navy SEALs and everybody, saying, we're going to kill the president. And you already had the Democrats attack the Republican leadership at the baseball game and try to decapitate it, with the New York Times writing a blueprint on where they are and that there's no security. I mean, this is incredible what's going on. So they're on television saying they're going to kill our president, they're going to have Homeland Security under their control, federalize all 50 states, and federalize elections and let illegal aliens vote, overthrow the country completely, and then arrest conservatives, libertarians, Christians, you name it. They've announced it. And you go to rallies in Austin, L.A., New York, almost every person we talked to said, we're getting guillotines ready. We're going to kill conservatives. We're going to kill Trump and his family. We're going to kill you. In fact, I'll play that next segment. I never got to that yesterday. And they're all nodding. We're going to kill the conservatives and the Christians. We're going to kill them. And these are marches with hundreds of thousands of people nodding their head. We're going to kill you. Now, they're obviously not going to kill anybody. But they are on board for it. They are scum of the earth. We have hardcore, real authoritarianism here that wants to overthrow the country and that wants to arrest and torture and kill its opposition. Yeah, that guy was just screaming F you and spitting on us and everything. I'm going to play the women saying they're going to guillotine everybody and have a communist utopia when we come back. So understand, if you just tuned in, all I'm saying is this is the climate we've now reached where we have to have serious discussions about what are we going to do if they kill the president and then order their local governments and their local federal branches to come arrest thousands of resistance leaders. Because we are the resistance to the foreign megabanks that took the country over. We are the resistance to globalism, communism, socialism, you know, the godless heathen that want to ban Christianity, that want to bring in radical Islam. We are the resistance to the overthrow of the West. And we are legitimately trying to have prosperity, legitimately trying to have free open societies, legitimately trying to be tolerant. Everybody knows I'm a libertarian. Trump's a libertarian. We are very tolerant, open people. We are good people. I am a good person. I care about everybody, no matter what color you are, where you came from. If you want to be a hardworking, good person, I love you. I want prosperity. And they have congressional hearings saying, censor me, shut me up, I'm a Russian agent. Those are the dangerous enemies, folks. They're the ones starting all this. They want to arrest everybody. That's what Hitler did. That's what Stalin did. That's what Lenin did. That's what Mao did. That's what Fidel Castro did. That's what Hugo Chavez did. And it always leads to total collapse. Either they get contained in their own command and control country and it falls apart within a decade, or they start attacking their neighbors and people organize and kick the tyrants' butts. And Peter Schiff and Dianne Feinstein and all these people are sick, evil authoritarians that have had their hands around this country's throat, holding our economy underwater for too long. And they want to bring in authoritarianism and have staged elections. All 50 attorney generals, including 20-something Democrats, wrote letters last year to Obama and then to Trump saying, please reverse the executive orders and laws federalizing the election. Something Trump hasn't done yet, by the way, even though he was critical of what Obama did in the 11th hour. And you've got Newsweek saying Russian bots might be behind hashtag release the memo. Oh, see? Oh, and I bet Russian bots are behind the memo tube itself. That is a boil down of what's in the classified areas of the FISA memorandum that no one gave any attention to. We put it up yesterday. And we said Nunes has got his own memo with this and a blueprint coming out, but this is a big chunk of it, and the media spun that and misdirected. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. Just like The Hill is reporting that Trump blamed Samsung for deleting 50,000 emails. Trump said that these corrupt agents had deleted them. We have witnesses, and they invert reality and go, look, Trump blamed Samsung. Remember how they all made it about who broke in and got the WikiLeaks of Podesta instead of what did Podesta do? Just did Trump blame Samsung for missing text messages between FBI agents critical of Trump? The Hill. There's his tweet. Where are the 50,000 important text messages between the FBI lovers, Lisa Page and Peter Strzok? Blaming Samsung. Yes, they blame Samsung saying it must be an accident. No, they did. That Samsung hard codes it. But again, these aren't the droids you're looking for. Play the clip.
Let me see your identification.
You don't need to see his identification.
We don't need to see his identification.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
You can go about his business.
You can go about your business.
Move along.
Hold on.
And here it is right here, folks. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, memorandum, opinion, and order, declassified. And then Nunes has got the blacked out parts that he says are even more damning. And the media just says, oh, that's old news. Don't look at it. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. Doesn't matter what William Binney says. He just used to run the NSA. He's a moron, according to them. CNN, they know everything. Media Matters, run by George Soros, they said it's not even real. Well, yes, sir, Mr. Soros, sir. Oh, and CNN says he was never a Nazi collaborator, even though he wrote a book admitting it and was on TV saying it. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Our country is already in a civil emergency. The Democrats, CNN, MSNBC, Democrats in Congress, they're already calling it a civil emergency. They're already calling for the president to be removed and martial law declared. Documents came out a few weeks ago from the whole Soros operation, trying to trigger martial law back in 2015, causing a race war. They failed. But now we learn about criminal cabals organizing lies to blame not just the president but the American people for being Russian agents to then try to overthrow the election, hold the new national election that under Obama's executive order will be controlled by Homeland Security. We'll never have a real election again. They're trying to bring in a permanent deep state dictatorship. So if there aren't instant indictments by grand juries with these open and shut cases against the Clinton cabal inside the FBI, if we don't see grand juries take action immediately, what are we supposed to do? Sit here and wait for them? Because DrudgeReport.com has the InfoWars.com report that Paul Watson's about to break down. Missing FBI text messages include threats of violence against Trump. And then Paul links to all the times the Democrats are saying, let's kill the president. Let's go out and shoot up their baseball games. Hashtag hunt Republicans. So Paul Watson joins us to talk about this, but the question is, we're already in a civil emergency. I don't want that to see another branch of the government working with the states go arrest the Democrat Party leadership, because when you tend to go into these type of third world crises, historically, the group stopping one coup becomes its own coup. But when you're faced with the real coup, what do you do? So Paul Joseph Watson joins us from London, England, to give us his latest take on all of these incredible revelations. I mean, is the House of Cards falling? Drudge Report has the headline, you know, FBI collision course as the wheels completely go off. Collision course, Congress tightening noose on investigation. Well, I mean, it's not just the investigation. It's the bold, crazy fraud of what they tried, Paul. Just like you got letters from Twitter saying, we may ban you. You're a Russian agent. And what, hundreds of thousands of other people. And now I'm told today they're deleting the accounts, saying we're all Russian agents. I mean, this is an incredible attempted takeover by the multinational globalists who are the outside power that have hijacked our country. We try to take it back. You try to take yours back with Brexit. And they say that the Brexit's run by the Russians. Now, this is incredible. Paul Watson, what point in history are we at right now?
Well, we're at a monumental point in history, Alex, and you can tell that because they're panicking so much. You can see it in Davos where it's, you know, Merkel and the Prime Minister of India panicking that populism is on the rise. They're contriving fake moral panics about the post-truth world and fake news, which are, again, just an excuse to distract from the fact that they're losing control of the narrative. They're losing the power to manufacture consent, so they have to come up with all these reasons as to why that's not really happening, and it's really the evil Russians and the people in America who voted for Trump, the deplorables. But with this new development, Alex, and the articles up on Drudge, as you said, they really are panicking because it seems as though after Peter Strzok got exposed, who of course was the top FBI investigator, who said they needed an insurance policy in case Trump won. Of course, some of the messages, the thousands of messages that are missing were his messages. It seemed that the secret society that we're now all talking about started to panic after he got exposed. And now apparently they're all using burner phones. So they're all really paranoid about anything they say being exposed. Because as you probably saw and are going to play later, Congressman Ron Johnson went on Fox News last night and said, they've got a whistleblower who says that they're holding secret meetings off-site. Now, isn't that interesting, Alex? And you're all in the clip right now. Because the same source that said these text messages contain violent threats against Donald Trump, the same source said that these secret off-site, secret society meetings were taking place a month before it was in the news. So if you want to look at this report and claim that this is fake news or whatever, the source of it was way ahead of this story a month ago, and in fact, more than a month. It's a guy who goes by the moniker Thomas Paine on Twitter, got a huge following, a big intelligence website. He tweeted, bearing in mind that Ron Johnson just revealed this last night on Fox News, that this secret society was having off-site meetings. This source tweeted, which is the source of this article that's on Drudge, quote, what I hear about private meeting away from FBI HQ by high-ranking FBI agents trying to get their stories and alibis straight. So he's talking about off-site meetings involving FBI top brass a month before it was in the news, 2.5 months before it was in the news. He's talking about FBI secret societies. So he was blowing the whistle on this from his sources weeks and weeks before it became public. And that is the same source that says some of these missing text messages contain violent threats against President Trump. So he's been right on this very issue of FBI secret societies, proven correct. A month ago, he foresaw this because he had the intel before even Congress had it. And that's the basis of the story that we're now putting out today.
Well, we also have Jim Jordan and others that weeks before info comes out, they say, let me just have a hypothesis here. Let's just say you've got McCabe meeting with Strzok and all these other people together, and then they use the dossier to go get the fake warrant. And then, of course, he already has the documents. He releases them a week later, 2 weeks later. They're already doing that, and they're already telegraphing to our sources that these people were so stupid, they're even talking about how they deleted text. That's in the news. They're even talking about previously how they're going to stop Trump. And so it's very open and shut. And I guess the Democrats are just going to hold on and force all of this to be brought out. I think we're in a very dangerous point, though, Paul. The rats are cornered. The entire Comey, Mueller, Clinton crime cabal is set to be brought down by FBI agents who are now informing the Congress. I don't see how they get out of this. They push so far trying to remove Trump that you can't just let them go off into abstention now. They've got to be indicted. They've got to go to prison.
Exactly. And Republican congressmen have alluded to that fact. Here's another thing, Alex. You know, people are calling up Adam Schiff saying, oh, I'm not a Russian bot, and it's all very funny and everything, because, of course, we've seen the Twitter internal analysis. It wasn't Russian bots behind the release the memo hashtag. People should be calling up Trey Gowdy, because Judge Napolitano made this point, and nobody else has picked up on it. You can go on the House floor and reveal supposedly classified information and be protected under the Constitution, because Dianne Feinstein did it in 2014 with the torture memos. So they will be completely protected if they reveal the details of this four-page FISA memo, if they get in front of the House and do it tonight. So why isn't everybody calling Trey Gowdy and all these other Republican congressmen asking them to do that? I mean, they go on about it being worse than the KGB. If it's really that bad, surely in the interest of the American people, they need to go in front of Congress and reveal the details of it.
Paul, this is such an epic time to be alive, edge of our seats. But then, first, Trump's a Russian. Then Drudge is a Russian. Then I'm a Russian. Then you're a Russian. Roger Stone's a Russian. Now, I was reading, first it was 60,000. Now it's 200,000+ people have gotten emails from Twitter saying, you're a Russian or you're a Russian bot. And this is really pissing people off. And you know, new Twitter accounts that are just libertarian, Christian, conservative, pro-military, we're all being told we're Russian agents by Peter Schiff, who clearly wants to intimidate us into silence. I mean, how criminal is that?
Well, it's not only criminal, it's dangerous for the world. I mean, look at what's happening globally, Alex. Sweden and Estonia are sending out pamphlets to all their citizens, millions of people, saying prepare for war. This has made war with Russia infinitely more close, whereas, you know, originally Trump was looking at a proper reset. This is endangering the planet because it's actually causing Trump to be more hawkish towards Russia just to prove he's not a Russian agent. So now, you know, we're selling weapons to Ukraine. This is causing a massive destabilization across the world, and that's a bigger issue, I think, than just conspiracy theories about us.
Let's talk about that.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Paul Watson is my guest. Everyone knows that we warned of plans to instigate martial law using civil unrest by the Clintons and Obama. I first learned about that from the chief of police of San Antonio, who had been in Army intelligence and then had people in the Army warn him about it, and that Clinton was using Delta Force to go around and get towns and cities ready for martial law. He was considering not leaving office. Then Obama continued the plan, and that's been mainstream news. So then people say, oh, but now you want President Trump to do something to the Clintons. Yeah, I don't want martial law over the country, over Congress, over anybody. We need to have the top cabal of the FBI and the Clintons and the rest of them and Clapper and Brennan and all these other people that lie to Congress and are part of this cabal locked up until they can be tried by juries. They're dangerous. They're an organized crime syndicate just running around, the worst I've ever seen. And they're paid off by the communist Chinese. They're arrogant. Phil Mudd should be in a jail cell right now. He is the former head of counterterrorism of the CIA and the FBI, an adjunct protege of Mueller, saying the government's going to kill this guy. And all this other, he has so much anger for the president on TV, he starts spitting everywhere. And he's a guy that could get that kind of stuff done. It'd be like you had a terrorist that had bombed, 50 buildings. He was walking around saying, I'm going to blow up your school next week. He's a clear and present danger to everybody. And then Paul mentions top Marine Corps general. said, get ready. We're in more danger of war now than ever. We're going to war. That was just a few weeks ago. And the Republican platform didn't say arm the western side of the Ukrainians, so they called that Russian meddling or helping the Russians. So now Trump sent a bunch of weapons over there. This is all out of control. We can put those headlines up on screen that we found. Top Democrats warn of ongoing attack. Found the headline during the break about the Republican platform. Again, no mention of arming the Ukrainians. But now all that's happened. U.S. troops are massing. Again, I'm going to find the article. Top Marine General says that he believes that the world is going to war. And then he says specifically with Russia because of all this when he visited troops on the Russian border. So we're going to put that headline up too. Paul Joseph Watson, you were getting into this. What do we do with this cabal?
Well, you talked about the Russia thing again with the release the memo. MSNBC apparently just showing my tweets and your tweets saying that this is proof we're Russian bots and we're part of the Russian bot network because we tweeted the hashtag release the memo, even though the Daily Beast, again, which is hardly Trump sympathetic, is it? And Twitter's own internal analysis, we posted this today, has thus far found authentic American accounts and not Russian imposters or automated bots are driving the hashtag release the memo tag. There are no preliminary indications that the Twitter activity either driving the hashtag or engaging with it is either predominantly Russian. So that's Daily Beast and it's Twitter's own internal analysis. That's not us saying that, yet still MSNBC apparently from a message that somebody just sent me on Twitter is throwing up my tweets and your tweets saying, look, this proves we're part of the Russian bot network. It's absolutely conspiracy theory. They accuse us of being conspiracy theorists. This is conspiracy.
But Paul,
conspiracy
they
theory.
Said they right? intend to overturn the election, overturn the congressional elections. They federalized the elections under Obama. Trump hasn't reversed it. And they say they're going to arrest everybody. When you oppose the EU, they say you're a Russian agent. And now Germany wants to arrest people that oppose the EU. This is their excuse to come get us, buddy. They're serious.
They're really getting desperate. And as I mentioned before the break, you know, you've got the expansion of NATO, you've got the arms sales to Ukraine, you've got neocons within the Trump administration that are trying to prove it's not, you know, a Russian proxy by becoming antagonistic towards Russia. And look at the effect. Estonia to issue how to prepare for war leaflets to 1.3 million citizens. You've got Sweden doing the same thing. Swedes told how to prepare for war as Russia fears grow. They've sent out these brochures to 4.7 million households, warning them for the first time in more than half a century of what they should do in the event of war.
And suddenly leftists all over the world hate Russia and want war with it because communists don't run it anymore and they don't get to stomp and murder and rape Christians anymore. You know, that's why Bernie Sanders, all of them would go there and have their honeymoons because that's the place where they get to hurt the Christians. That's the place where they get to have power finally, and now it's not under their control anymore, Paul.
Well, exactly. Meanwhile, arming the worst jihadists in Syria that literally, you know, cut people's hearts out and eat them on camera, that's conservative.
Because they murder Christians.
Now, obviously, Estonia is a member of NATO. Under the treaty, the United States would have to defend it. This is what this is all leading to. This is the real danger. In fact, there's an article which you can talk about, which really encapsulates it. A year ago, Maddow explained how MSM would use Russiagate to escalate Cold War. And they laid it out and they give all the examples, you know, expanding NATO, a permanent military presence in Syria, assigning the neocon Russian hawk Kurt Volker as special representative to the Ukraine, shutting down a Russian consulate in San Francisco. They're doing all this to prove they're not Russian agents. And it's increasing the likelihood of World War III. It's incredible, Alex. This is the real danger. And then you go back to the so-called violent threats that were included in these missing FBI text messages. I mean, this is not an out-there proposition. You had BuzzFeed internal communications. We featured this back in May last year, where they were talking about Trump's assassination. You've had top London Times journalists wishing for the assassination of Trump. You had, I think it was a state senator in Missouri, who said, quote, I hope Trump is assassinated. They all talk like this, so why shouldn't we expect these antagonistic anti-Trump FBI agents to talk like this too? The question is whether it went beyond talk and something more dark, something more sinister, which is what Mudd talked about when he said, you know, oh, the government's just going to kill this guy. So how far along the path did it go? That's the question.
I'm really surprised that all these people saying kill the president are still walking around. I mean, the president has rights, too, and I'm serious. These people are threatening all of us, our country, our recovery. I'm done. And here's another thing, Paul. Do they think they're really going to kill the president and then get away with it? Because I'm here to tell them that they should know that the military, former and current, is all has them in their sights right now. Don't these people get that the sleeping giant isn't asleep anymore, that this isn't a one-way street?
Well, you would think that would be one of the things that gave them pause for thought. Then you've got the media. Remember, before the election, the guy jumped up on stage and tried to attack Trump. Secret Service rushed around and dragged him away. The next day, he was up on CNN. They were lionizing him, giving him a platform to spread his hysterical message. So the media doesn't... Like, if they did kill Trump, a lot of people in the media would openly celebrate it. The resistance, they'd be out on the streets, you know, with balloons and they'd be getting drunk. They'd love it. I mean, we've become so vulgar as a society. This is openly what people would embrace and welcome at this point.
And Paul, they admit they're trying to start a race war. It's not working, but they keep pushing it. Documents to tell plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Because I'm not somebody that wants to do offensive stuff. I mean, we're winning the info war here, and we're winning culturally, but they're not going to let us win. My gut tells me they're going to pull something big now that they're getting exposed with Russiagate. What do you think, Paul?
Well, I mean, you'd hope that we could just be the voice of reason and prevent anything like that happening, but they're so demented at this point. I've long predicted that one of these Antifa members, one of these SJWs, will go postal. And that happened, by the way, James T. Hodgkinson. That could have been a massacre way worse than it was, if not for responsible people with guns who stopped it. There was the Pier 39 terrorist in San Francisco over Christmas. That got glossed over, didn't it? This guy planned a massacre. You went on his Facebook page. It was all CNN, MSNBC, Antifa the whole way. Nobody even picked up on that. So you've got all these demented people on the fringes. Obviously, the vast majority of them aren't going to do anything. They can barely crawl out of their pajamas. But some of them are actually psychotic and will kill large numbers of people and think that they're in the right for doing it because Trump is either a Russian agent or the new Hitler. And they've been fed that narrative, Alex, for the past 18 months.
That's
so
right,
when
Paul.
They
stay there.
Killing people, they're going to think they're the good guys.
Do two more segments with us because we got video that's on Infowars.com. When we come back, that gets into all this, their attack on free speech. CNN has like a mall area by the convention center in Atlanta. They banned a guy from wearing our CNN, Infowars.com, his fake news shirt. So that's coming up. By the way, get your CNN, his fake news shirt, on Infowarsstore.com. We've had 8 different designs. 6 of them are sold out. There's 2 other CNN versions that we have at Infowars.com that are collector's editions. I believe that's one of our shirts. But regardless, they're all there. Infowarsstore.com, InfowarsLife.com. This thing's got hundreds of thousands of views just on one Facebook channel by them trying to ban it. The guy was at a boat show at the convention center, and then it's part of it, and he wanders over, and it's CNN property in this little mall area, and they throw him out for a speech, which is their right to do, but it's our right to show what incredible authoritarians they are. Infowarsstore.com. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.